Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences. And it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. So, to get some of that free guidance, that free angel guidance, call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we go to those callers, once again, hello, listeners, and welcome to everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. You know, whether you're on a computer, whether you're calling in by phone, perhaps you are listening to the many archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. I was speaking to a friend yesterday, and she said, I always enjoy your shows. I don't often catch it live because of my schedule, she said, but I tune in, whenever I have available to catch up and to find out what the show was about. She said that it is uncanny how many times she's listened to the show and the information was exactly what she needed to hear. So, once again, she listens to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps maybe you downloaded the show for free from iTunes, as they're all available on the iTunes site. Now, just a reminder, each month, myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, we send out a channeled monthly angel newsletter that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. This newsletter brings forth an angelic message on a particular topic that will give you great insight on how to live life with clarity, with passion, and with joy. You know, if you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy, that's C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. And while these messages contained in the newsletters are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you'd like your own individual, in-depth, revealing, channeled angel reading with me, either by phone or through computer and Skype, call me after the show at Angel Healing House, and that number is 831-277-3716. Again, that number for Angel Healing House, and to get a hold of me, Claire Candy Hoff, is 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at, once again, Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And Angel Healing House is all one word. The Posse of Angels and I look forward to helping you receive the clarity and the individual insights for your life. And by the way, Angel Healing House can be found, and my services and my beautiful book, Angels of Faith, as well as my wonderful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, which unburdens the soul, takes you on an angelic journey to really feel so much lighter and in control of your life. All those things can be found at www.angelhealinghouse.com. And the idea for today's topic, Spiritual Laws to Create Your Beautiful Life, came as a result of a conversation I had with a client during her session with me. My client, Beth, well, Beth is not her real name, but I certainly do not use clients' real names on my radio shows and my newsletters or in anything I do, as I really make sure not to disclose their real names. So let's call her Beth. Beth is not her real name, of course. She had been a constant worrier all her life. And even when things were not working out for her, she worried that the good times, well, that they would not last. And she focused on all the ways in which her so-called streak of good luck would abruptly end. Now, feeling heavy and weighed down with the burden of constantly being uncertain, she began to cry and she asked me, when will it be my time? When will my time come that I do not have to worry anymore and I can finally and truly start to live my life? Well, the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, they chimed in straight away and said, your time is now. It's only ever been now. That's because there only is what you desire. There only ever has been what you desire. The more you put your focus and attention on that which you desire, the universe must start to conspire with you to bring it to you, and that's no matter what it is. For the universe, God and the angels are always working for us and continually answering yes to whatever we are focusing on. You know, suddenly, my client had an incredulous look on her face, and then she said to me, "But how can this be true? I've dreamed of financial abundance, financial security, for so long. I've prayed and I've pleaded. I've cried and I've asked for it. I still do not have enough. I just don't have enough, and I'm left always waiting and wanting for my prayers to be answered." I said, "Isn't it interesting that you always feel like you do not have enough? You always are saying you don't have enough. And what you are experiencing in your physical reality is not enough. If you choose to be in the frequency of waiting and wanting for something to happen, then the universe matches your energy. And in this case, it's the energy of lack, the energy of not having enough, and keeps you in a continual state of waiting and wanting." Now the posse of angels then said, "Your security and your abundance comes from God. It does not come from money. Money is a vehicle. Money is an energy to then get us things in the material world. But the source of that money or that energy always comes from God. Security and abundance are states of mind, because to feel them is a choice and available to all of us. And they're available to all of us no matter how much we have, because security and abundance are divinely and inherently yours, and you can choose to feel them in any second. Again, the feeling of them is not dependent on how much money you have, on your material wealth, on anything. By choosing to feel abundant and secure, no matter what, you demonstrate to the universe the vibrational frequency that you would like God and the angels to match up and bring you more of the same frequency into your physical reality, into your physical world. And if you'd like to start feeling that sense of abundance, that sense of security, the best time to start would be now, in the now. Because there is no other moment available for you to affect your life." You know, listeners, while the angels were delivering this message, they had lovingly put their arms around my client, and their extraordinary compassion, and their extraordinary deep love for her, it actually began to melt the self-perpetuated, hardened feelings in her heart of choosing to feel that she was always being blocked and kept from what was divinely hers. As this happened, a softness came over her, and her soul felt lighter, and she was lifted from the self-imposed chains of restriction. And she wept tears of joy as she was returned to her natural, divine, eternal state of feeling wealthy, of feeling prosperous, feeling abundant, of feeling rich. So she was allowing the providence of God and the angels to enter her life with ease and with great grace. After my client left, I thought back over our session and how it was filled with so many universal truths. These universal truths of spiritual laws are so firmly ingrained in my life, as they are daily practices and habits, that I cannot imagine living any other way. And they come easy to me because I truly know what it was like and the difficulty, the pain, the suffering and hardship that I endured when I was not practicing these spiritual truths. You know, sort of before 2003, before I had my walking experience, I certainly didn't have any idea about any of these spiritual truths, and I certainly wasn't practicing them. I've often spoken about my life before my walking experience, which I had in 2003, as I lived a life of little to no self-worth, of profound depression, codependency, being a victim, suffering anorexia, and suicidal thoughts. But with my awakening came the realization that everything that I had experienced was a self-perpetuating illusion, and that the only real thing was love, and the extraordinary love and help of God and the angels. And because these spiritual truths come so naturally to me now, because anything you put your focus on becomes a habit, it becomes a practice, I sometimes forget and take it for granted that everyone should know these spiritual truths, and therefore everyone should be practicing them to allow their life to flow with ease and joy and grace. So this does not make me superior, that I follow these spiritual laws or that I am so much grander than anybody else in any way. But I have this knowledge and I practice these spiritual laws, and it has seen me going from that life that I described, that life of despair, to living what I call heaven on earth, a life of joy, a life of ease, a life of grace, and a life of happiness. So today, I thought I would review some of those spiritual laws that I follow that are gifted to help everyone on their journey, but whether they choose to know about them and whether they choose to follow them are two very different things. And spiritual laws have all been given to us as they are gifts, they're blessings to us as we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So firstly, the posse of angels, okay, they're flying in here, they're chiming in, and they're saying what needs to be stated first is that absolutely everything is energy. And for every energy that we consciously or unconsciously emit through our thoughts, our feelings in our heart, and the words we choose, there is an equal energy that occurs not only in our reality, but also in the universe, so that everything is energy. Now, once again, I stated to my client, this is the universal law of attraction. And even though, like my clients, many of us rant and we rave and we scream to God and the angels, that we do not have, let's say as an example, we do not have enough money in our lives and to send us more, this is actually counterproductive and it's self-negating. What the universe is hearing is actually too negative. I'm unhappy and I'm in lack. So, and because God and the angels are there to hear and answer and energetically send you what you say, what you think, and what you feel in your heart, what you focus on, again, like attracting like, they will send us more unhappiness and more lack. Now, I've had so many clients over the years say to me, how can this be true? Okay? How can this be so? If God is so and supposed to be so kind and benevolent and compassionate, how can this be so? Well, the funny thing is that God is all of those things. He, she, all that is, that grander source outside of ourselves, is kind, is benevolent, is compassionate, and it is also bestowed on us free will and free choice to be co-creators in our realities. love along with Source. How many times have you wanted for something? Have you desired something? Have you pleaded and begged for the universe to send you something? And it hasn't worked out the way you wanted it to work out, and that certain something didn't come in, but something came in that was much better, and you thought to yourself, thank goodness that it didn't come in that way, that it came in this way, which is so much better and so much grander than I possibly could have imagined. So the universe is always working for our betterment. And that's why we have free will and free choice to change our minds. I mean, you wouldn't want something set in stone if suddenly, you know, you wanted a particular kind of car and a particular make, and then the universe sent it to you, and 3 days later you said, oh, well, no, I changed my mind. I want a different type of car, or I want a different situation. So we do have the free will and the free choice to co-create with that grander source. And the grander source, the mother, father, God, he, she, all that is, can only send us that which is in direct alignment, because we are that co-creator along with that God source. In fact, the universe doesn't know good or bad. It certainly doesn't know right or wrong. It only knows to match the exact vibrational frequency that we choose to hold inside of ourselves. And truly, it's really that simple. You know, a perfect example of this came from a client of mine that was so deeply depressed and in despair after her divorce. Her husband left her for a younger woman. And when this happened, they sold their house as part of the divorce settlement, and her standard of living plummeted, as she had not worked for a long time in the marriage. And she had to move out of her beautiful home into a small apartment, which she absolutely hated. I asked her why she hated her apartment, and she cried, it's so dark and it's so gloomy, and I've prayed for a nicer place to live for so long, but there are only dark and small units at the price that I can now afford. Well, the Posse of Angels suggested that she did not need to look for a new apartment, but what would really help her and go a long way to helping her was a change in her own brightness, a change in her own attitude would very easily draw a new place and a new brighter place to herself. They suggested she put on some bright, uplifting, inspirational music, and firstly, do a thorough clean of her place from top to bottom to change the energy. Now, she told me that she despised her new place so much that she couldn't even bear to clean it thoroughly once she moved in. So this certainly would have changed the energies in her apartment. But after it was cleaned, I suggested that after she do this, that she go down to the dollar store, since she was on a budget, and buy some candles and some room fragrance. The Posse of Angels then told her to buy some posters or pictures, large scarves to cover some of the dingy walls, and buy a small indoor plant to bring life to her unit. And I even suggested to buy some artificial flowers in a cheery vase in the dollar store just to brighten things up. I then said that the most important thing to do when she was doing all of these things was to bless the apartment and tell the universe how truly grateful and appreciative she was to have a place to live in the first place. Now, armed with these suggestions and feeling much more in control and lighter after our Reiki session together, she was excited to implement the Posse's suggestions. You know, listeners, it was 4 weeks later when I received a very excited phone call from this client, and she said, you know, I cannot believe what has happened. The manager of the apartment block where I live knocked on my door and said that he had a proposal that just might interest me. He and his family had decided to move back across country, and the landlord had asked them if he could find someone to take over his position as manager of the small apartment block in which she lived in. He told my client that she was always so personable, seemed so sweet and organized, and wondered if she would like the manager's position. He went on to say that the pay for the managerial position was good, but what really made it an attractive offer was that the job came with his apartment, which was light. It was bright. It was actually twice the size of her current apartment, as it was on two levels. And in addition, the manager only had to pay $500 a month in rent. My client was paying $1,100 for her much smaller unit. By changing and expanding the energies inside of herself to gratitude and appreciation, her reality started to bring her a more bright, happy, expansive place to live in, a place where she could match her gratitude and appreciation. So the Posse of Angels and I are excited to remind our listeners about some other very important spiritual laws besides everything is energy to add to our daily practice. Well, let's go to the phone lines and take our first caller. 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hey, Candy.
Hello, Cyril. How are you this week?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Has anything happened and occurred in this as we're getting closer to the end of June?
Not really. Just the same.
Right. Do you feel like you're in a bit of a holding pattern?
Well, there's been a lot of fluctuations in energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've also picked that up as well. I still do believe that we are experiencing the effects of that. Some people are calling those three eclipses, like eclipse sandwich that we've been through. And you know, sort of the dust truly hasn't settled yet on the new coming in for us. You know, everyone that I've spoken to says, you know, they feel it, they sense it, they are so close to it, and they intuit that it's right around the corner, although we haven't seen the tangible signs of those opportunities and those, you know, connections in our reality as yet. But you know, so that's what I'm feeling, that we're still under the influence of those eclipse energies and how they really shook us up, and you know, they have to dissipate into the, before the new can come in.
Yeah. Can I get an angel message, please?
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Angel message.
An angel message today. Okay, is there any specific questions?
Not any any messages they would want to pass on to me.
Okay. Oh, let me see. Just shuffling the cards here. Let's see what comes out. Okay. Let's see what messages we can bring forth. Happy for my lovely dear friend Cyril. First card is the Page of Pentacles, and many people know in tarot that the pages are all about messages coming to us. They're saying that, yes, this message is for Cyril, but they're also saying very pointedly that this message is for all of us as well, that the Page of Pentacles talks about money, it talks about prosperous opportunities and connections, and that messages are coming in soon. They're pointing to the surrounding images on this Gaelic tarot deck that I use, and it shows gold, it shows poppies, it shows wheat fields, it shows this. They're saying to me this has all to do with summer harvest and that the things that are coming. There's lots of movement in July, and so they're saying that that messages around these connections and opportunities are coming in for us. Certainly more towards the end of the month, after June 20th and going into July. The next one is the Four of Swords, and it's telling us that if nothing's happening right now, it's really important for us to just rest, recuperate. You don't have to take to your bed, but find different areas to give you joy. Find different things for you to be creative. Use your time creatively. Don't wait so much for something to happen, they're saying, but rest during this period, because we're all going to get very busy as the fulfillment of our desires are going to be manifesting more into July. So they're saying it's a great opportunity to rest and recuperate, certainly after those energies of the eclipse energies. And the next one is they're showing me the Ace of Wands, which is the new beginning card around our visions, our ideas, and our creativity. So whether that's you writing a blog, you writing a book, you sending out a newsletter. Everybody is an expert on the gifts and talents which they have. During this time when we're so-called waiting for something to happen, it's a great time to be able to be inventive and to be creative, because the universe can only then send us the opportunities and connections that we've shown them, like I spoke about in the beginning part of the topic today. Do you feel like you have a newsletter or a blog or a book inside of you, Cyril?
Well, I've been thinking about all that, but haven't put anything into motion.
Okay. They're saying it's time to put it into motion, because how can, I've had so many people over the last 10 years that, when I tell them that I've written and self-published one book, and I have actually written another 5 books, and they are all going to eventually come out and be published. But somebody, said, oh, yeah, well, I've been thinking about writing a book. And I said, well, have you done anything about it? No. And I said, well, how can the universe send you opportunities to, and the connections and the, opportunities that would be aligned with your book, if you don't show the universe that you believe in yourself and you make time for this? So I would really seriously, Cyril, on the number of times that we've spoken, you have a great deal of spiritual insights inside of you. I would go so far as to say start a blog, start a newsletter, and just don't worry about who's going to read it. Just do it for your own writing entertainment, and see if there's that book inside of you to start. How does that feel for you?
Yeah, it sounds doable.
Okay. Well, even if it's maybe an hour a week, a half an hour here, a half an hour there, just start it. They say that the greatest journey begins the first step. And the more you start to write, I get the feeling, and I'm intuiting, that once you start to write, you are going to love it so much that you're going to find time where there wasn't time before, to make time for this wonderful creative effort on your part.
Mm-hmm.
So I would really start that today. Even if it's a couple of words on a page, and go from there.
Okay.
All right. So, wishing you lots of luck with that, and keep me informed how that goes.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cyril. Take care. Have a lovely week. Bye bye.
Bye.
And that's a good message for all of us. I mean, really, that message to Cyril was really a great read for all of us. That Page of Pentacles is saying, yes, messages are coming. Messages are coming in for us, our abundance. all of the things that we've been, you know, wishing for, the fulfillment of our dreams, and it's showing me in the summertime, but it's the middle part is saying, so until that happens, rest, restore yourself and go and be creative if something hasn't happened yet. And that's it. It hasn't happened yet. And if you feel it deep in your heart, it has to happen. And the Ace of Wands is about the beginning, new beginning for our creative efforts and our vision. So let's take another phone call. 646, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking
to? Hi, Candy. It's Helena. How are you? Following Cyril today.
How are you, Helena?
I'm a little under the weather. I seem to have woken up. Well, I went to sleep with a really bad headache, woke up with it. Now it's just getting better. So I have taken to my bed today, and I'm just, like, really laying back.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. You know, it's like with this great intuitive insight that we all have, we are all psychic, we are all telepathic, we are all of those things and even much more. We know that something is coming. We can feel it, you know. My grandmother used to say she could feel it in the waters or whatever. And we know it's right around the corner. And I was speaking to a client yesterday, and she said, well, it makes it even worse knowing that it's so close. And we can feel it and see it and touch it, but it's not here yet. And I said, well, I said, the only reason that you would be, you know, sort of have anxiety over that or it would be making you feel, you know, sort of antsy in any way would be if perhaps you think it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you really go into your heart of hearts, and you say, there is only what I desire. I'm a child of God. And I came in playing this human game. I'm a spirit. And part of the human game is you can have whatever you desire. But you have to be in alignment with that. And then you let go of the how and the when of that happening to that greater source, who is your the player, your co-creator with this game that you're playing. And so you know in your heart of hearts that it's going to happen. So, I mean, my husband has often said to me, you know, project yourself in 6 months' time when you're a published author, when your radio program or gets picked up for syndication or when you're on TV, when all these things that you know are going to happen, how does that make you feel? Close your eyes. And I sit there and I project myself forward and, you know, I just say, oh, that makes me feel good. He said, good, now open your eyes. He said, it's going to happen. And so whether that happens in the 6 months' time, whether it happens tomorrow, is you know it's going to happen. So let it go. Let it go and go find something to bring you joy, to bring you, you know, bliss or be creative off time, you know, the way we connect back with our joy and our bliss. Is through our creativity, you know, for just creativity's sake. Don't do it, you know, to be known. Don't do it for the money. Don't do it for any of that stuff. Do it because you are allowed to be creative and, you know, revert back to that childlike aspect that each one of us has. So so that always makes me feel better, you know. I stop waiting. In a sense, I stop waiting for those expectations, and then I put all my efforts onto the now and just creating in the now. And as a result of that, because I totally let go, other things start to come in with greater rapidity, and you know, different doors start to open for me because I'm not so set on just that one portal of, you know, fulfillment of my desire.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let me see. Any other views?
I needed that, thanks.
Good. Let's pull some cards for you. I mean, and, you know, truly, we are we are so hell-bent on getting things done. I mean, you think about our role as light workers, starseeds, walk-ins like myself, and, you know, how it's written into our DNA to help the world ascend. Well,
yeah.
As I've spoken about on other radio programs that I've done recently, I said, you know, that first part of our mission is over. But it's not so easy to let go of feeling like we had to be doing something. And now...
Yeah, that's now, big, yeah.
Yeah, and now it's like, okay, you know, it's not to say that we'll never do anything again in our lives, but, you know, now we get to, as I stated, turn the mirror back on ourselves and said, you know, it's not as if we're never going to help anybody again. Don't get me wrong. Not a booger or something, you know, that I'm never going to support or help anybody. But we certainly don't have to enable and save anybody anymore. And it's about bringing our creative efforts forth on the planet now and just putting our emphasis on having fun. But those of us who have been just so focused, I mean, it was written in our DNA to keep, no matter, you know, what we went through, bankruptcy, divorces, health issues, keep focusing on the light and keep holding the light for the planet. And now that that first mission is over, it's hard for us to let go of that and to think of just ourselves.
Mm.
And just to be in pure fun and enjoyment, and for no other reason but to creatively nurture and nourish our souls. You know, that's a big swing from holding the light to the planet. You know, I don't think I've heard or read an article on how immense that is to go from feeling this burden or this weight of the world of, you know, of holding that much light, to go from that to just being in fun and joy. So let's go to the cards. The King of Wands is certainly, it could be a person in your life coming in to as an authority. But I think this is more. This is more the aspect of yourself that's your own authority, that puts your aspect on your fulfillment. Because a king certainly doesn't go to anybody else and say, what do I want? You know, the king has risen to that time and that place in his life where he dictates. And and the posse of angels are saying to you, Helena, that there really is only what you desire. And if it hasn't happened yet, it's because it's not the right timing for it. But that doesn't mean it won't happen. So I don't know whether you do any new moon rituals or full moon rituals or... It's good every once in a while to go back and to write out your intentions and to see, you know, to see what your heart really does long for, whether it's changed. A lot of us have changed dramatically since we went from holding light to the whole world to just, you know, turning the mirror back on ourselves. So maybe it's this time of rest would be a good time to check in with your dreams again and see if the old dreams that you had are current. I mean, do you think they've changed any?
They've changed, but I write them very, very often.
Mm-hmm.
I write them on a list and things.
And how much fun do you have during the week?
The last week or so, not too much, but I could definitely use more fun.
Okay. All right. You have homework, Helena.
Yeah.
You go have fun.
You
know what? I had a client in here a couple of days ago, and she said, you know, when I asked her this question, she said, I don't do anything fun. She said, Monday to Friday, I work, and on the weekend, I have a list, you know, laundry and shopping and cleaning, and, you know, by the time Sunday comes around, I go back to work. And I said, and how's that working out for you? How does that feel? And she says, I feel like a little hamster on a you know, wheel. And I said, there's a little girl inside of you. And if you told her all the time, she wanted to go to the park, and you said, you know, we'll go to the park after you, you know, mop the floors, after you do the windows, and then there was no time to go to the park. I said, how would the little girl feel? She said, she'd feel cheated. I said, that's pretty much how you feel all the time, is you feel cheated. I said, you've got to make time to, even if it's an hour a week. I said, what did you love doing when you were a little girl? And she said, you know, I love the smell of a fresh box of crayons. And she said, and I would take my sketch pad and I would go out in my backyard under a tree, put my back against the tree, and I would start to draw. And I said, well, you've got homework. I said, go and buy yourself a box of crayons. I said, and you know what? Love yourself enough that you buy the 64 box with the sharpener at the back. And
cute.
I said,
nice.
And you know, she booked another appointment with me, and I said, and when you come back next time, I want to see some of those drawings. I said, I don't want you to come in here and say, you know, you didn't open the box or anything. I said, I want some tangible proof that you've actually gone out and nurtured the little child inside of you. So I'm giving you homework, Helena. So the next card, oh my gosh, okay, perfect card for all of us, not just Helena, but perfect card for all of us. The first card, they really emphasize about staying in our dream state, staying in that state that we know our dreams will be fulfilled. Now the second is the Hanged Man, which is we are in a suspended state of animation. We've left whatever it is before, and now we're still suspended. And they said, in that state of suspended time, use that time wisely to say thank you for the rest, thank you for the time to be creative, and to give to myself, which is really, really important. And the next card is the Knight of Swords, and the Knight of Swords tells us that that as June goes on, certainly I'm getting from around the 20th or towards the end of the month and into July, things will start to pick up, and we will be called upon to go into action again. And that's going to be different for each one, depending on their dreams and their desires. Mm-hmm. I don't usually pick one more card, but they want me to pick one more card. And they said that the next card is the Page of Swords, which is the Inner Child card. Which is funny. You know, I always see this card as breaking free, is stepping forward as, you know, he's that knight. Maybe he's a little impetuous, but that he's in touch with his inner child. So I think that's a good way that they wanted to end this reading, particularly for you. Find ways that you can have fun.
I do a lot. I mean, I am definitely feeling the Hangman today, big time. But I mean, a lot of times, even in some of the work I do or whatever I do, I have a lot of fun in it. There's a lot of joy and laughter. Not always, but a lot. And, I mean, little things. Like yesterday, my computer was acting up a bit, so I was in an Apple store, and just even playing on all the computers there is joyful to me.
Yeah. Well, maybe not so much the word fun, maybe to be creative.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I've got
maybe
some writing I've got to do for a website and for a proposal, and I'm sorry.
I was going to say the thing with creativity is it's not something that you got to do. It's not something that you have to do. It's, I mean, literally, Helena and listeners, I write about 3 hours every single day. And when I'm writing, I'm in a vortex. I mean, I'm not hungry. I don't go to the bathroom. It's like I'm on a different dimension because writing is so inextricably linked with who I am. It's not that I have to write my radio show or I have to write my newsletter or my blogs or my books. It nourishes my soul so much that it's a gift from God. And that's the whole thing with our creative side. And when I said to this client the other day, when she was talking about the crayons, she said, but I'm not really good at drawing. And I went, wrong. I said, it's not the finished product. It's not like, you know, you're doing this in order to paint a Picasso. I said, it's in the doing that you open yourself up to the divine. So, yes, write your proposals and do those things that you have to do. But those things to open yourself up to the divine are those things that you are in true joy and creativity doing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thanks for that clarity on that.
Okay. Well, I hope that's been helpful for you, Helena.
It has. Thank you. And I just want you to know, in one of the first readings, you told me to paint lotuses, and I did. And that was fun.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for everything.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. You know, I don't know if you know about lotuses. A couple of things about the lotus. A lotus grows in the mud. A lotus grows in not clear water. And it is an absolutely magnificent flower, which takes such a long time to open up. And many of us have been through such murky waters with our pain and our struggle and the things that we've had to overcome. But there will be the flowering of the lotus. And it's that the fulfillment of our dreams or our intentions. And that's coming. So don't lose heart.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a beautiful week. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thanks.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you too.
Thank you so much, Helena. And yes, that suspended hangman was there for all of us. This was a little bit of time to restore our and nurture our beautiful selves. So before your phone calls, the Posse and I were asking to remind you of some of the most important spiritual laws and which will help your life flow with ease and grace. And after remembering that everything is energy, the second insight about universal law came as a result of doing an angel reading a few days ago, for a young man, and his first question was, why am I here? Well, I didn't even need to go to the cards, as the answer to this question is the same for all of us, and the answer is twofold. Because we are so inextricably linked with and made in the reflection of God's source, we are here to practice love of self, or to love ourselves. Now, this is not selfish or self-indulgent in any way, but it's a constant state of honoring our divine eternal nature and making ourselves the priority. This is not in a superior way or at the expense of anybody else, but if we make ourselves the priority by honoring and respecting who we are and not compromising our souls, then the universe will make us a priority as well. Now, the second part of the answer is that once we are living and honoring life and not giving our power away, then it's imperative that we bring forth our gifts and talents that we were born with. Now, the Posse of Angels is hearing some of your thoughts saying, but I'm not talented. But everyone, listeners, is born with an integral piece of the puzzle of the planet to share with the rest of the world. We just are. Most people do not honor their talents because they ask how they are going to make any money doing it. But the mere fact that it brings you joy and it makes you feel abundant will draw more abundance, including money, through connections and opportunities to you. So, in many ways, you know, you may love creating through art or music or dance or singing, writing, or you may be a great gardener or have a special affinity with animals. Whatever your talent is, the Posse of Angels is imploring you to follow your dream and do it. In this case, you will be in a state of joy and bring more joy to the world. You'll be in a constant state of abundance and live an abundant life. Now, after this law of love of self, the Posse of Angels is reminding us of the next three important guidelines that help us stay on the line of loving ourselves and staying in direct alignment with God's source. Firstly, is that as spiritual beings having a human experience, we are more protected, guided, loved, and adored than we can possibly imagine. Each of us has our own angels that look after us and provide signs for us to go through life with ease and grace. The more we co-create with God and our angels and strengthen this bond of protection and guidance, the easier our lives will flow. And secondly, to remember is that abundance is our nature and that we'll always be provided for. You know, many people have trouble with this one as they ask for things, and when they do not receive them, when they want them, they say that they're not provided for. But God determines the how and the when we are provided for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. Yes, we are allowed to ask for things that we desire, yet once we do, let go of the how and when it happens, as this never has been in our control. And the third important spiritual law that will help our lives move with ease and flow is the third very important law, is that everything happens in God's timing, and it certainly doesn't happen in ours. The more we can let go and let infinite God source provide for us, it opens up limitless and in many cases miraculous ways of our intentions being fulfilled, rather than trying to push hard with our limited, logical, rational mind to make it happen. And listeners, that just about wraps the show up for today. So those spiritual laws will help you keep yourself on a life of ease, a life of joy, a life in which you allow yourself to be creative and to be in a loving state, rather than taking yourself away from those spiritual laws. And by practicing them, they do become a habit, and you'll notice a difference in your life. So thank you to the callers that I had today. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the program. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter that's filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and an angel Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please do call Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716. That number for Candy and Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. You can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. I look forward to speaking with you next week. Take care. Bye.